Where do you guys go from here?
Move on. Game's over with. Can't do nothing about it now. Watch film. Enjoy the holiday. Christmas is coming up. So we got a lot of things to be thankful for. And get ready for Detroit.
Can you kind of talk about the season for you? You come back to Green Bay, battle injury. Aaron goes down, hoping to make the playoffs, and we are where we are now. Just describe that ride, from you, from everything that you've gone through.
I always look positive. So it's been a good ride, man. Like I was telling a buddy of mine, if I had a chance, accept the Pittsburgh offer or come to Green Bay? And I said, no, if I had to do it again, I'm coming back here. One of the reasons why I just came back, for a group of men we had in the locker room, men like HaHa, Joe, of course Aaron, Clay, Morgan, I loved this organization, and if I had to do it again, I'd do it again.
Did you play through pain today?
Yes. Yeah. Broke some bones in my back a few weeks ago, so I did.
So why are you out here, bud?
Why not? Why not? I mean, like I said before, last year during this time, I was wishing I could be back here. I mean, people say, someone said, are you playing because of the Sinners? It's more than just that. I think back about when I came for the OTAs, and I mean, I didn't have to come. I didn't have to come to practice. I could just stay the night in Minnesota and, came up the next day and missed practice. But it's more than just that for me. Like HaHa said, this is my job, and I take it serious. If I can go out there and play, I'm going to play. Probably could have played. This might have been my last game in Lambeau, and I'm glad I did play.
What was the plan for you tonight as far as how you guys handled it? Because it seemed like there were some times where you kind of rotated with Pickens a little bit.
I was full go. Whenever I got banged up or anything like that, or any part of my body was hurting, Pip was ready to roll. Hats off to Pip, man. He's been itching to come in there for the last, since last time we played Minnesota. He got his shot, and he was ready. He was prepared, and he did a great job out there, and I'm excited to see what his future looks like.
Defensively, you guys put up a fight. I mean, you got Kenny Clark up there doing what he did. How do you feel about the way you guys played defensively?
I'm happy, man. We fought hard. We play good, play as a team, play together. We were talking about it out there, might have been in the fourth quarter or whatnot, how football is so much easier when you play as a group. Think about it, man, there's 11 guys out there, and I'm one of the 11, and all I got to do is do my job. All I got to do is reroute and push them to the safety or play this guy man-to-man. It's so simple, but, it can get tough, but as long as we play as a group, it's really easy.
Kind of going off that, how much of a letdown is it when your offense doesn't score any points?
I guess it sucks, but at the end of the day, we control what we can control. And that's trying to stop them, get off the field, create turnovers so that we can get the offense the ball a little bit more. So we're going to go back and look at the film. We're going to say, hey, is there plays out there that we left out where we could have, created turnovers and get the ball to the offense so they can get a chance to score more?
Devon, you mentioned this could be your last game in Lambeau. When a situation is like this for a team, how does that uncertainty sit with people, players, coaches, anything? You understand the business.
Like for me, all I can do is speak about me is, and I gave it all I got. I mean, so the players that could be up or whatnot, hopefully they gave it all they got. Same thing with coaches. Hopefully they gave it all they got too. This is our last game of 2017. So, you never know what's going to happen next year with anyone. We just focus on it now, and put your best foot forward.